Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, November 22nd, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, and we're having a good time here at WGH Talk. Is this the call we've been waiting for?
I do believe so.
All right, we are going to bring our caller up on the line here. This is a tradition we've had here at WGH Talk for many, many years now. It's Christmas tree time coming up this Friday here in Marion, and no better place to go in Marion for many, many years than the Y-Men. And a gentleman who's joined us each and every year to describe this big event is a member of that club, Marshall Cunningham. Marshall, how you doing?
Scott, I am doing great. I so appreciate you reaching out to us and supporting us with our message out to the public about our annual Christmas tree sale.
Well, Marshall, we've been doing this for several years now, and we've had some fun times with this, and I'm glad you're here with us this morning. Now, what is your position with the Y-Men?
Well, I am the vice president. I have been past president, I'm working with a great group of men that, we're committed to serving the Marion County community in many different ways.
Now, Marshall, tell us the history of the Y-Men and Christmas trees in Marion.
Well, the history of the Y-Men goes back, believe it or not, 80 years. April 29th, 1943, a group of guys got together in the basement of the old YMCA and started a group of committed citizens that are looking to have a little bit of fun together, fellowship, but at the same time, who wanted to serve Marion and Marion County. 70 years ago, we started selling Christmas trees, but our service to Marion goes back right to the beginning, and you can even go about the city of Marion and find some of our legacy projects. There in the Lincoln Park, you'll see several shelter houses that the Y-Men have built and donated to the city. And other projects as well. But I'll tell you, Scott, we have found our niche in our service projects for the city of Marion. And that is, of course, as you know, building wheelchair ramps for the folks in town who could otherwise not afford a wheelchair ramp.
Absolutely, and it's a great service to the community of Marion, and this is kind of a banner year, 80 years for the Y-Men, 70 years selling Christmas trees. How did Christmas trees and the Y-Men come together?
You know, I wasn't there. So
I bet it's been a while. It's been a while ago.
I'm not sure, but I can tell you, Scott, I can remember being 5 or 6 years old, going out with my dad to the Christmas tree lot at the corner of Greenwood and East Church, where the public library is right now, and buying Christmas trees some 60 years ago. And from the establishment of the public library. We moved to our current location there at the corner of Reed and East Church Street, next to the city schools facility.
Now, Marshall, this year, when does the tree sale start, and what kind of trees do we have?
Scott, it starts, as it always does, Black Friday. And in this year, of course, it's going to be on the 24th of November. And our hours on Black Friday only are 12 noon to 7 o'clock at night. Then our weekend hours continue 12 noon to 7 o'clock, Saturday, Sunday. And then moving forward, our weekday hours are 4 in the afternoon till 7 o'clock.
Now, Marshall, what kind of trees are over there?
It was just last Saturday we got our semi-truck pulled up onto East Church Street, full of fresh-cut balsam trees direct from Nova Scotia. We've been dealing with this tree farm for many years, and they've treated us right. We've got great pricing from them, and in turn, we're able to pass on those fair prices to the community when they come to browse our selection of balsam trees.
Marshall, what are the prices of the trees this year?
You know, Scott, starting at 9 foot or taller, we've got a few selection of these tall trees, maybe 6 or 8 of those, and those go pretty fast. But those are $75 a piece. Then we have what's called a heavy density balsam tree. Those are $55. Those can run from 6 to 8 feet tall. Medium density balsam trees are $50. And then short, what we call table toppers, or 3 to 4 foot tall trees. We've got a good selection of those. Those are at $20 a piece.
Now, just so people know, I want to make sure we get the information out again. Black Friday, this coming Friday, November 24th, starts the annual Wyman Christmas Tree Sale, real Christmas tree sale. The lot is on the corner of Reed and East Church Street. On Black Friday, the lot will be open 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And after that, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7, trees from $20 to $75. But, Marshall, you and I have talked for a few years now, and I would say pre-pandemic, you had talked about at the end of the year, the trees were not all sold. And then all of a sudden, something has changed in the last few years, and I think it's been pretty well sellouts the last few years. Is that not correct?
Oh, it sure is, Scott. You know, once the pandemic hit and everyone was in lockdown, there was a movement that happened where folks just wanted to get out, wanted to get back to their roots, wanted to go back to some old traditions, and we started selling out trees right then and there in 2020, and moving forward, every year since, it's been a sellout. And credit to you and your listeners. Once the media got in touch with us and heard about us, it has been a real blessing to our organization. We've brought in nearly 400 trees this year, up from last year. And based on what happened last year, Scott, we sold out in 7 days.
And
I was scheduled to work, and I never got to work because we were out of trees by my first day on the job there at the tree lot. So we're looking forward to another busy season.
Absolutely. Now, Marshall, how many trees did you have last year?
I think it was around 350 last year. I think we're closer to 380 or 90 right now.
So basically, if people are out there listening, really the last 2 or 3 years, if you want to get a tree, it's not a good idea to wait here in Marion, because 7 days could do it. You want to get over there. Now, if there are trees, it will go longer, but certainly better to get there earlier than later.
And one of the things that we'll be glad to do is folks will select a tree and pay for it. And then we can set it aside for them, tag it with their name and marked paid, and then they can come back, within a week or so and take it home if they're not quite ready to bring a tree into their house.
And, Marshall, before we go here, what does YMIN stand for? Does it stand for anything in particular?
No, it doesn't, because we're just an independent organization. We don't have any national guidance over us. It's just a group of Marion men who got their start in the YMCA.
The YMCA. So the Y in this particular case stands for the YMCA.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I don't know if a lot of people knew that. Now, if somebody would want a wheelchair ramp, what are the times of year that that's done, and how would they go about doing that?
We start building wheelchair ramps from the middle of May until the middle of September. And, Scott, it is every Thursday during the summer season when these men, and I call them a machine, because... Scott, I still work, and I take 3 vacation days a year in June, July, and August to help out. But my helping out is more of keeping out of the way and making sure that I can hand lumber to these guys who put these ramps together. You know, we'll turn a stack of lumber that is dropped off at a job site into a wheelchair ramp within 4 hours. And it is amazing to see these guys at work. It's all in their head. There's no prints, there's no guidance. It's just, they know how to do it. And I'm slowly learning the different steps of putting these ramps together. It's a great project for anyone who's interested in joining us, who wants to be a part of something and doing work with their hands to serve the community.
How would somebody join the YMIN? Who would they contact, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, that going back to your other question, how do they get in touch with us, either to join us or to request a ramp? That we've got the old school method, Post Office Box 275, YMIN Service Club in Marion, or we have a Facebook page, the Facebook page, YMIN's Service Club Marion, Ohio. And on that, there's resources that they can access to request a ramp.
And Marshall, how many members are there in the YMIN right now?
Right now we're at 75.
Wow.
Members. And, which is actually kind of down from years past. There was even at one point, I was told, even a waiting list be in the club. But as it is now, we're always looking forward to members who, as I say, want to use their hands, want to make a contribution to the city of Marion.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Our first guest this morning was former Mayor Jack Kellogg, and he said he had been a member of the YMIN in previous years.
Yes, he was. That's exactly right. Yeah. Back in the day.
So it has.
I should point out, Scott, YMIN are more than Christmas trees, and they're more than building ramps. We have these fundraisers in order to, what I say, recycle the money right back into Marion County. And whether it's building a ramp, which some of them can cost upwards of $500 to $1,000 in lumber, to supporting other charities within the Marion County. It was just this year we cut 11 checks for $1,000 each for several nonprofit organizations and businesses in town. You know, I could list them all: Marion Humane Society, Leap in Outreach, Aspire Ministries, Mobile Meals, the Peanut Butter Truck, if you know those folks.
Yes.
I could go on, but we are committed to not only helping those who need access to get out of their house on with a wheelchair ramp, but to support other valuable charities within Marion County. So I want folks to understand that whether it's our golf outing that we have in June 22nd of next year, or buying a Christmas tree, all those profits just simply recycle right back into the community.
A tremendous, tremendous group. Marshall, are there any dues for somebody who's interested in joining?
Dues? Well, yeah, they're dues. $35, I think, once a year. It's just something to kind of keep us on the straight and narrow, and so that everyone is not only wants to be a part, but is committed to be a part of the Y-Men.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. Do want to remind everybody, and it's a tradition here in Marion for 70 years this year. How about that? 70 years, starting Black Friday, the Y-Men Christmas Tree Sale, real Christmas trees on the corner of Reed and East Church Street here in Marion. November 24th, it kicks off. The hours on Black Friday only, 12 to 7 p.m., then Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7. Prices range from $20 to $75, everything from tabletop trees to 9 foot and taller at this point. About 400 trees this year, and remember, the last few years, it's only taken about a week to sell all of these trees. So run right over there on Friday. And if you don't get there Friday, get there very soon after. And again, if you can't pick it up that day, you can purchase your tree, set it aside, and pick it up at a later date. Marshall, it's become a tradition around here, and I'm going to have to get over there this year and see how everything's going. I've done that in past years, and it's always a pleasure to stop by and see the lot over there and all the real Christmas trees and everybody having so much fun and sharing in the holiday spirit. It's just a great, great event.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. We look forward to seeing you. And I should point out to the folks, when they come, they are greeted by one of our members. They escort them through the maze of trees and tree stands, pull a tree out, spin it around, put it back, go over to another area, pull another tree out, helping them select the perfect tree, making a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree, loading it on their car or in their truck so that they're on their way. It's full service that we enjoy meeting our fellow community members.
Marshall, I forgot one thing before we go, because when you do have a real tree, if you have it up this holiday season, which is going to be a long holiday season, possibly from the 24th through the 25th, and some people leave their trees up through New Year's Day, how do you keep the tree looking nice and going? There have been many things, you know, sugar water over the years. How do you keep a tree looking nice, a real tree?
You know, everyone has different tricks. I've heard 7-Up. I've heard aspirin dropped into the water. And, of course, sugar water, as you mentioned. There's even fertilizer designed for adding to the water. Or, Scott, just water. And that's what I do. I just keep it watered, because you'll find that once you make that fresh cut, you've got to get it into water within an hour. It's got to, otherwise the sap will seal off that fresh cut, and it won't be able to draw water in and up through the trunk. So I always put it in water right away, and then for those first 2, 3, 4 days, sometimes you can fill that water bowl a couple of times a day, because it's critical that you never let it dry out, because once the water evaporates or is absorbed into the tree, then that bottom will begin to seal off and it will no longer draw water into the trunk of the tree. So those are some good points that I've learned over the years. I've not made that mistake again, so I always keep it watered.
Important things to remember, and again, the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale, 70th annual this year, on the corner of Reed and East Church Street, starts Black Friday the 24th, 12 to 7 p.m., and again, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7, anywhere from $20 to $75, and it all goes to the Wyman Service Group, who does a lot of great work here in Marion. Wheelchair ramps, donating money to other good causes here in Marion. What a great group and a great bunch of guys. Marshall, it's become a tradition around here, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. Keep us updated on how the tree sale's going, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
I'd like to do that. Thank you very much, Scott. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
You too.
Bye. And to all your listeners.
Thank you, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Marshall Cunningham from the Wyman. What a great thing that is, Bob, here in Marion. And by that was real Renegade Radio too, because that was a cell phone held up to a microphone. So people who are trying to call, we're not avoiding you. We're for some reason the phone lines are down. That was through a cell phone. Hope it sounded okay.
Sometimes you have to use old technology to get things patched together, but
sometimes it's tin cans and string, and you just have to do what you have to do.
But they sound like an excellent service organization. You know, I think for people looking to get involved, even just in small matters within the city of Marion, would be a great place to start.
Well, you know, it's such a great group, and to still have over 70 members like that, service groups are having a lot of trouble with things like that.
Yeah, like I said, it's something you want to get involved in, you know. It sounds like even if you join the Wyman, someday you might get to be mayor.
You know what? It did happen once upon a time with a man named Kellogg. So there you are. Matt, what'd you make of that? Do you get a real Christmas tree?
We used to, or I guess not we. I don't think my parents have ever gotten a real Christmas tree. My grandparents used to get a real Christmas tree. But they stopped doing that because they had a dog that ate the pine needles and got sick. And I do believe that there was also a time where the tree got knocked over by either the dog or a cat.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing is it is true that prior to COVID, they would be out there all season till Christmas Eve, and they would have to throw trees away. And in the year of COVID, they called in to sell these trees. And I really don't know if it was the media push or what it was. Marshall gave us a lot of credit there, but the trees were gone in a week. And that has kept up ever since.
Maybe it's a new tradition to get your tree at the Wyman.
I don't know if people didn't realize they were here or people just weren't buying real trees at that point. I mean, I have an artificial.
Well, and I think that's the great thing with any community. If you want to support other people in the community, you know, keep it all local and just keep, you know, recycling all that goodwill and good intent. And that's what builds communities.
Yeah, and I think that's a very positive thing.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Now, Matt, do you want to give people your phone number if they want to order the fruitcake? Enter the fruitcake toss. They can call you.
No, not necessarily.
You don't want to be the fruitcake toss contact here at the station?
No.
No, I can understand, you know.
Very, very wise move on your part there.
We've got quite a few people in here, again, in the fruitcake toss. We've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, the Fruitcake Lily, 10 years old, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Linda's husband, and Caleb Rice. So that's where it is.
Yeah, I just heard back from my niece, from her parents and everything. She has their big, she's in a winter softball league, and their big playoff game is the day after, you know, the 15th. And so she will not be available to be pitching.
So are you going to nominate anybody?
Well, I guess you put me down and my wife down. We'll be here tossing what we can toss.
All right.
And placking what we can plaque.
No, that's right. It's a big event. It's a big, big event. Matt, is there anybody you would like to nominate this morning? You nominated Pastor Craig at one point.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
But my mom did say she is going to make Buckeyes, so we are going to have...
We're
going to have the chestnuts.
We are going to have the chestnuts at the big event. So now, basically, we just got to find hot chocolate somewhere.
Yep.
Now maybe Matt could get his family out here. You know, instead of, you know, shooting skeet, they could shoot the fruitcakes going through the air.
Well, yeah, why not? That's the only way you can... Well, listen, I think it would dent the bullets. You cannot get through a fruitcake. It's just the way it is.
Clay pigeon shooting fruitcakes.
By the way, next hour we're going to have the reveal of the Thanksgiving pizza. Now, 2 years ago it was the turkey pizza, the turkey pizza. Last year it was the pumpkin pie pizza. This year, we don't know.
Although, to be fair, 2 years ago it wasn't so much the turkey pizza, it was the turkey with the pizza stuffing.
Stuffed in there.
You know, so you weren't really eating a pizza.
Now, you see, I would have given that a try.
Glenn gave it a try. Glenn went nuts for it.
Yeah.
And last year, everybody liked the pumpkin pie pizza. The only thing I heard about it was it just needed to be a little, like some whipped cream on top or something, a little drizzle or something. But it looked good. I know. Who would have ever thunk it? Oh, by the way, I got homemade bread pudding made for me yesterday.
Really?
I did. I tell you, all I did was mention bread pudding, and then I ended up at Der Dutchman with a group and got the bread pudding there. Ooh. And then yesterday I showed up at a place and homemade bread pudding by somebody who'd never made it before.
That's good.
It was good.
The big
good.
Question is, did that have, I guess there's two questions. Raisins?
No.
And whiskey sauce?
You know, I don't think it was whiskey sauce, but there was heavy sauce on there.
Heavy sauce.
There was heavy sauce.
Is there actually, like, bread in the bread pudding?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. That's where the name comes from.
I figured as much.
But it's very complicated to make, to be honest. And this was the first time this person had ever made it. So to do that, I thought, was rather ambitious, especially 2 days before Thanksgiving.
I mean, seems like it.
Now, do you want to run down all the events we're involved with in the next 2 weeks here?
There's a lot of events.
Yeah, run those things down.
So we have the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Marion. That'll be taking place at Founders Park on the 25th at 7 o'clock. Scott will be there reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, you know, really kicking off the holidays with that.
That's
one.
When the holidays start, officially in Marion, right there.
As of today, Jack Kellogg said he will be there lighting the Christmas tree.
How about that? You know, the longest-serving mayor in Marion history lighting the tree with us, that's going to be a real quartet that
night. I mean, it's fitting.
It should be him.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one, and he's going to be there. A Marion boy.
It'll be great.
Absolutely. And who else will be there?
So also be there, there will be Claxton and Fruity C,
our elves.
The WGH Talk Elves.
And you will be singing.
Yep, we will be singing. It'll be good.
Do you know the three songs? I hope you do with just a few days left to go.
We will be singing Jingle Bells, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and...
Oh, this is bad.
I forget the third one.
Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah, the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
That's your opener.
Okay, I mean, I mean, it's good.
Do you have the lyrics?
I got, like, the first of the first lyrics...
Man, it's going to be exciting. And so that happens this coming Saturday. Oh, and I'll be doing the parade now, by the way. So I'll be there at 6 o'clock calling the parade.
Nice.
So as soon as I'm done calling the parade, I'll run over and light the Christmas tree, and I might even sweep up when it's over.
Now, what all is involved in calling the parade? I mean, just there goes another float, or what are you going to be doing?
No. There's a list of all the businesses involved and who's in the floats. There's a whole thing.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm really there this year.
It'll be good.
WGH has really taken over Christmas in downtown Marion.
Who else would it be?
Honestly, who else would you want it to be?
Nobody else.
Now, I might have a co-host for the parade. This is a little up in the air at this point. This person's a little flighty.
Well, it's always good. I mean, when you look at all the the Macy's, you know, Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You have to have a co-host.
You have to have a co-host
right
there and some pitter-patter and everything.
Well, I think so. I mean, for the people down there by the gazebo who are going to be where we'll be. Yeah. How far is the gazebo from the tree? I got to go down there and look at that today.
I don't know.
Got to do some pre-planning.
Well, I do because I think we're going to be in front of the tree. I don't think we're going to be on a stage because at one point they thought about putting us on the stage, but I thought that was a bad idea because we're going to be too far from the tree. I don't know how. I think you should be in front of the tree when you light it.
Well, you do need to have a good viewing section for the floats going by and everything and be able to.
Well, I'm talking about the tree lighting in particular because the stages, the two band shells over there, I believe, face the tree.
Well, I think it makes more sense to have people in front of the tree so that way you're looking at the tree.
Right, so we'll be standing right there looking in people's eyes as we do this whole thing.
Exciting.
Oh, it's going to be big. I'm sure Carrington will appreciate that.
I bet you she will.
Now, I forget which celebrity you were talking to, not Martha Ray, but one of the
Martha ones. Martha Ray. We dug her up and brought her back.
One of the ones that who was talking about the Thanksgiving Day Parade there and having a little nip between floats. And
Pat Carroll.
There you go. Well, she's in the Martha Ray category there.
But Pat Carroll's only died in the last 2 or 3 years. Martha Ray's been dead for about 20.
20? Oh, well, you know, once you're dead, it doesn't matter how long it's been.
Doesn't it?
No.
I think time still matters a little bit in that. Yeah, she was Mother Goose.
But anyway, should we get you a little flask there so that you could be, taking a little...
Nice little warm stuff. That was her thing.
Something to keep you warm on the air.
So she was a very... I still don't know what... Because the elves have it easy. Because the elves, one will be dressed in a Christmas sport coat and an elf hat. And the other will have a Christmas sweater and an elf hat. So the elves dressing is pretty easy. You know, it's hard to be out there. I'll be out there for an hour and a half that day. It could be cold.
Maybe we should get you a top hat or something to make you look more dignified.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to wear a scarf.
Scarf with a top hat.
You know
hat
all
there.
Those tree lighters and parade announcers. They always have a scarf on.
Yeah.
I'm with him though. You gotta have the top hat too.
Well, this isn't like a groundhog thing.
But it could be. You could be the Marian dignitary throughout the year. Groundhog, you know, fruitcake tossing, tree lighting.
Well, and I think now the whole fruitcake toss has now turned into an event because we're going to have chestnuts, which are actually Buckeyes, so you will get some food the night of the fruitcake toss. We're going to actually have the plaque presentation, which I don't think we've done before, of the Upper Crust Society to Mayor Jack Kellogg that night. And there will be a mascot this year. Fruity C and Claxton, our WGH Elves, will be singing that night as well.
Yeah, so maybe next 4th of July you'll be get the honor of lighting the first firework or something.
You know, I don't know.
The first dry rocket.
Anytime somebody asks, I just say yes. Tell me where to be.
Here, go ahead and light this fuse here, Scott.
Whatever you need, I'll be there. So it's going to be big. Now, what else is on our agenda this holiday season?
So on December 9th, in Caledonia, we're doing Christmas in the Village. It'll be roughly the same thing as it is in Marion. Scott will be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. The elves will be there as well, singing.
Well, we're taking our show on the road is what's going on.
Santa Claus will be there, just like he will be at the Marion one. I do believe the Grinch will also be there.
I think the Grinch will be in downtown Marion this Saturday.
Oh, and I lied. Not elves. There will be a elf, and then the other elf will be on vacation, and there will be a reindeer.
There will be a reindeer.
Doesn't she go on vacation like every other week or something like that? Every other week she's gone.
I know. I don't know what's going on with her. No, that elf will be there. The other elf will be gone because the other elf will be a reindeer.
I get it now.
But no Mayor Kellogg in Caledonia. I don't believe he was from Caledonia.
Yep, no Mayor Kellogg in Caledonia.
So if you want to see Mayor Kellogg, you got to come out this coming Friday. And then the fruitcake toss on the 14th.
Fruitcake, yep. I mean, I think it's going to be a big fruitcake toss. I don't know how many people come usually, but I mean, there's already like 30 people on the list.
And nobody can enter today, so we don't know what the numbers would have been like today.
I know.
Well, maybe that's why they can't enter. The lines are all tied up.
Is that what they
think? Yeah, everybody's just
thousands. Yeah, the lines all the collapsed through, because they want to be in the fruitcake toss.
I'll go along with that.
Now, the fruitcake toss champion is still Donovan Bauer, 72 feet, I believe, back in 2021.
A record to beat. It's going to take a lot of practice.
Well, last year the winner got 61, so not even near the record.
Well, I don't know. You see, because I talked to him, and he seems confident that he could have thrown it farther.
See, I don't understand that, because he was a scrawny little kid 2 years ago. What is he now, like Mr. Olympus?
I don't know, but he thinks he could definitely throw it farther than he did that year. So, well,
but see, you can say that when you're not participating.
Yeah, but it's okay. I told him I'd invite him next year.
But I think it gets back to, you know, getting into baseball.
So he's got a whole year's notice.
Oh, year to prepare.
Yeah, you know, somebody like, you know, Satchel Paige, you know, did not have great muscles, but he had great arms and great, you know, lanky, lean arms.
Well, that's what I say it had to be, because we had the 600-pound man that year. We had some big guys out there who were really, and people who had practiced. This kid had not practiced. This kid was tiny compared to those guys, and he threw that thing 72 feet.
Well, you get your muscles working like a slingshot or a trebuchet or something like that, and you get a lot of distance.
Well, that's why I say I look at this list, and yes, we are not heavy on the women, but I do believe there are some women this year who could possibly step up. I don't think we've ever had a woman who was a real sporty woman.
I'm rooting for Lily.
Lily?
Yep.
For Kick Lily?
Yep.
Well, Mary Ellen's never actually been in it, because 2 years ago she had a death in her family, and last year she had a broken leg, so this is actually her first year participating in it.
She's had an unlucky few fruitcake tosses.
She did. I don't know what's been going on with that, but she'll be there this year.
It'll be exciting.
You know, you think about it, you got a mayor, you got a treasurer, you got county commissioners, you got radio personalities, you got people who ran for mayor, you got mayor elects. It's a whole thing.
It's going to be the
event of the season.
The event of the season.
The event of the holiday season, and the winner will get a plaque and a family four pass to the Columbus Zoo Lights.
That's right.
So that is the big winner, a big prize that night. And also, Buckeyes will be given everybody, which are chestnuts for the holiday season. Maybe we'll have hot chocolate, maybe we won't. We'll see how that works.
Have you talked to the hot chocolate queen about getting it done?
You know, no, I haven't. And so, I don't know.
It's really just two ingredients, you know, hot water and the chocolate mix, you know.
Yeah, it's not a real production, I don't think.
No.
But you know how people are, though. They come back for seconds.
Yeah, true.
And that event will take place at 7 p.m., but it will air that night at 9 p.m. So people can listen to it on the radio.
Listen to it on the way home there or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And they might get to see it, because right now it's possible that we will be videotaping it.
Is there a possibility we have to extend it?
You know, I don't know how that's all going to work out. I mean, we're almost at 30. Now, I think we've had close to 40 in the past. We have 45 minutes that night. But with the musical number and the plaque presentation, I don't know.
If it's heavy rain or heavy snow, does it still go on?
It does.
It does? All
well,
right.
See, I think that's the last year we did have rain. I don't think it was
a little drizzle.
I don't think it was raining when we did it. It was an ugly night. It was one of those nights in December that's just awful, because it wasn't cold at all. It was just rainy. Well, it has to be over 32 for it to rain. So it was like 40. It was like balmy. Balmy and rainy. It was not good.
And it was very overcast, so it was very dark as well.
Yeah, it was just a bad day all day long. It was a day that would depress you. And then we went over and stood in the dark because all the street lights were out downtown.
Nice.
Yeah. So and then we threw in the grass, which with it had been raining all day, was not necessarily the best thing to do.
Now, last year, as I recall, the fruitcake was wrapped in a protective blanket or something.
You know, people say that, but it's really, I think it's just bubble wrap.
Well, but will that be the case this year? Or was that going to be the Harlan Claxton fruitcake and no wrapping?
No, I think it'll probably be. We've used the same fruitcake for 2 years.
So it's going to be wrapped. All right.
Yeah.
See, that gets into your calculation as to your release.
Does it really? People say that, but I can't imagine that's the case.
Oh, no, that's different. It'd be like tossing a baseball on a softball. You got to have different release and different, you know, technique and holding and so forth.
Listen, we've already got our fruitcake this year. We'll just wrap it in some bubble wrap.
Well, I see that.
And I'm sure everything will be
fine.
Well,
that's not the same fruitcake as 2 years ago, then, is it?
No. I think that fruitcake's been retired.
Okay.
This one, we'll wrap this in some bubble. We made sure we had it this year early because we're already sold out in all the stores. So we've got it.
See, I was a little confused there. Maybe Matt can correct me, but I thought you just said we've been using the same fruitcake for 2 years.
We have, but it's gone.
It's gone. All right, somebody ate it. The mice.
Yeah, it's went on to its reward. It's in fruitcake retirement now.
Maybe the mice that got the Christmas star got the fruitcake as well.
Well, no, I think it just it was in somebody's possession, and it will remain in their possession now. Oh, they can have that as a memento of the fruitcake toss.
Oh, you left it at the murder house?
No. You know, Adam's going to come murder you if you keep calling that the murder house.
Oh, is it on the market?
Oh, he's going to be unhappy. He's going to be unhappy if you do that. I'm not falling on my head. Don't contact me. I don't want to know anything about that.
There might be a top 10 things about the murder house.
Now, why do you call it the murder house?
Well, it wasn't my term. It was a term that was, you know, given to me by people who visited the house and said, I'm not going back there again because it looks like a murder house.
Now, the inside was fine, was it not?
No, the inside was worse than the outside.
Oh, no. Well, now you're in the lap of luxury.
That's right.
Holy moly. You must feel like you're in the Ritz Hotel now in New York, Ritz-Carlton.
It's very similar, yes. Yeah. I could see
you're it. Looking at New York right there out the window?
The skyline there, yeah.
The skyline. It's a nice place. The acoustics are better. It's a whole thing here.
It is.
The holidays really are here.
The only thing you left behind was the telephone line.
I know, the telephone line. Oh, Lord. Oh, by the way, tonight, Matt and Sean and I believe Tyrion. Whatever. Terry and I will all be here tonight decorating the studio, so when we come in on Friday morning, it'll be decorated for the holiday season.
So do you need a new star tonight then?
Or you top the tree. We don't light the tree tonight. We just set the tree up.
You don't get lit tonight.
No. We save that for Friday morning. So be ready for that on Friday morning, 8 a.m.
Right,
until 2 in the afternoon is when we're on. Now, what time are you coming on Friday,
Bob? I usually like to have all the major networks here for the tree lighting and for the
They really
the
should
star,
be.
You know.
I feel that they should be.
Because I'll make sure I dress up for that.
Well, and we've got a big event coming up next week. Now, I don't want to give any details about this. I'll probably do that maybe Friday or Monday. But next Wednesday, going to be a very special day here in Marion. So we'll give you details on that as they come to us.
No, I was planning on being here about 8 o'clock.
Good. Well, I mean, you can during the pastor's shows, you can either sit with them or talk with them or be on their show.
Or
I don't know. What?
Or annoy them.
Annoy them. Well, and you know, we take breaks, Matt and I and Sean, on that day, so it's no big thing to do that.
What time did you want me here?
8's good.
8's good.
Because
right.
8's an open hour.
8's an open hour.
Matt will be here at... Well, he'll say 8, but he'll show up about 8:45, right?
Yeah, probably. We'll see.
No, you'll be here at 8. You made it here this morning at 8.
He did.
What happened?
Although
his go to bed early last night?
His parking was questionable. You got to get it straight into the spot, do not?
You just got
to
roll it in?
Yeah, I guess.
You got the Detroit rolling this morning?
I'm in my line.
It's kind of like the Corvette, you know, parking there, you know, where you take two spots there so you don't...
Oh,
so
man.
I'm teasing. He's looking worried.
Aye. And remember, the phone lines are not working today. That's why we're not taking your phone calls, but we're still having a good time here. We're going to come back after this break and unveil the Thanksgiving pizza for year number 3.
There you
remember,
go.
2 years ago, turkey pizza, which wasn't really turkey pizza. It was a turkey stuffed
with a pizza.
And last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza. And this year, apparently, I have... announced this, but...
You have pined away for it.
I have.
Yes.
Okay.
More than once.
I've said it.
More than once.
On the air.
How else would I hear it?
Well, I don't know, though, because I'm trying to think of anything the only thing I said was, well, I don't want to give it away, but you said it probably wasn't what I thought it would be.
Well, it wasn't what you thought it would be.
Yeah.
Initially, I don't know.
What I thought it would be began with the letter C.
Maybe.
So it could be that.
It could be that.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
I thought we had a mistake earlier on.
Well, I said I was going to make something entirely different.
Oh, what were you
going
to make? What are you
going to
make?
I was going to make an alligator pizza.
Oh, but that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
You
but,
know,
but it still can.
This has been an off morning. It started with Jack Kellogg saying, I'm here now. When I said earlier today, Mayor Kellogg was here earlier, and we discussed, apparently he did not like that terminology, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's fine. We're going to be back with the pizza unveiling right after this.
Which was pretty much my bozo laugh. And my wife said, you're not going to believe this, but 3 kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around.
I love it.
But no, the bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoid.